This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Remember, Ronald Darby, in the middle of OTAs, really was like, all right, guys, I think it's time to call it home. Time to take it to the crib. Decided to retire after 10 years of playing football, which is all fine and good. Obviously, he's earned it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
However, left the Texans in kind of an interesting place. It felt like he was a good piece of what felt like a level of solidifying roster's cornerback depth for this Houston Texans team. And with that being the case, that was something that we were like, yo, we probably need to make.
That's a good pick.
Make some hay, right? Yeah. You do need to figure some things out there. And we haven't really talked about it as much in the last few days. So I kind of want to circle back around to that. How do you the Texans address that cornerback depth at this point?
Well, because go ahead.
We have a couple of people that they brought in since that time. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, I do want to take you back to the day after. This is June 3rd when you were in OTAs. The day after, or the weekend after, was what it was. Mm-hmm. We found out that Ronald Darby was, retiring. And this was D'Amico Ryans talking about Ronald Darby and what they'd be looking for in ways of trying to replace Ronald Darby for that depth cornerback role.
For Darby, with the decision that he made to retire, I know what that decision is like. It's not an easy decision, but I just want to wish Darby the best. I know it's a very difficult time to step away from the game that you love whenever that decision comes, whether it's voluntary or it's your body saying you can't do it. It's difficult because you've done it for such a long time, and I don't take that decision lightly. And when it comes to us and how do we fill the position, yes, we'll look to add another corner, whether it's a veteran or a younger player, whoever it may be, we'll look to add a guy.
Yeah, and they're doing exactly that. And the one good thing about this, it sure is nice to be talking about that cornerback depth rather than, a starting cornerback.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, we've been there in the not-so-distant past. But they've brought in a couple of guys, and it's clearly like it's a focus right now. I don't think anybody is necessarily worried about the Texans, secondary, especially with the addition of Gardner Johnson. And they drafted a cornerback which we'll get to shortly.
Do you remember which Jalen it is?
Is it Smith?
Yeah. No, I just thought that's worth asking. There's a lot of Jalens, man. There's a lot of them.
A lot of Jalens. So, they're in a good spot, but that's a crucial spot, the depth cornerback.
I mean, if you didn't feel that way before, you saw it kind of pop up at times last year where, you had to kick Kamari Lassiter in, and then you had the likes of D'Angelo Ross, who, again, is on this roster again. Mm-hmm. That is a guy who, held up decently well in that space, but you want to have, I at least aspire to something better, and more depth in that way, because also you're playing the car crash board, as I like to talk, and injuries do happen. But going back to what D'Amico said in that clip, I think I was very much in a place where I liked what Ronald Darby would bring, not just as a guy who could probably do the job, but also as a guy who had a level of experience to help that room. And when he was asked about it, he kind of was like, experience, no experience, whatever, we'll look for a guy to fit that. Well, there's been two names that they've worked out that would seem like obviously is speaking towards that. Cornerbacks, Damon Arnett, who has played in the league a little bit, but I mean, he was most recently a Houston Roughneck in the UFL, And then today they were working out Duke Shelley, who mm-hmm. also is a guy who, I mean, I guess has played, you know, or has been on some rosters in the league. But, I mean, he's had one game played in the, what, 6 years that he has been. He's played more than that. He played one game last year is what mm-hmm. I wanted to say with the New York Giants. But he's had some games under his belt. But I don't think there's anything that you particularly write home about per se.
Yeah.
And so it feels like this, at least, or I guess I'll ask this as a question here, Lopez. Does it feel like this speaks to the answer to what D'Amico was asked? The idea of where are they going to try and address that kind of depth cornerback proposition? Is it just going to be a guy like this, maybe even one that you could say is the back of that, you know, cornerback depth chart there, just kind of another body in that space? Or do you think that this is just kind of one way of looking at it and that they'll also still probably be having conversations almost similar to what you were talking about with like Nick Chubb mm-hmm. on the side, where maybe you have somebody who has a little bit more experience, maybe somebody who's a little bit more, I guess, coveted, for lack of a better term,
yeah,
to also throw in the mix?
Look, I right now they're trying everything. What is worth noting and has to be noted is Nick Caserio is not afraid to throw around some draft picks here and there. And that's more so than your average general manager. You know, there might be something out there where he's already having those discussions. They're already working out players. You just talked about Arnett and Shelley. So they are actively searching for some cornerback depth. It's not, oh my gosh, they need to do this, but I feel like they need to get that depth. Maybe it's a lack of confidence in the depth chart right now. Maybe it's just to have the proverbial competition, as D'Amico likes to talk about. But they're going to bring in, you know, at least another cornerback.
Well, speaking of confidence in the depth chart, like, again, if they do go the way of just kind of one of these guys who is just, you know, solid, slides into the room, but maybe isn't that mm-hmm. third cornerback that it's felt like maybe Ronald Darby could possibly be or probably would be with the experience that he had, what does that then say about possibly the Jalen Smith addition, of mm-hmm. course, the cornerback that you draft? And to that end, I do want to take you to Kalen Bullock, the safety for your Texans, who was talking yesterday after practice, and he was giving his takeaways. This is a cut 13 here, Fig, talking about Jalen Smith.
Very versatile guy, move him around a lot, very smart guy, of course, kind of put a lot on his plate right now, and he's been taking great, he's been doing it great, taking advantage of all his opportunities every time they come to him, and it's just a guy that wants to learn and work.
He didn't turn into the third wheel of the duo, did he?
He didn't. That's my boy, though.
Yeah, look, and the operative word here is rookie, you know, and so they're covering themselves. I'm sure they like him. They wouldn't have drafted him if they didn't. And the versatility part, I'm sure, is appealing to be able to play, you know, in different areas on the field. But still, not just a rookie, but a later picked rookie.
Yeah. Although, I mean, what, third rounder there? So, like, not like he was, you know, taken.
Yeah, but not like, you know, one of these top picks that you can pencil in.
For sure. But, yeah. I mean, you're not penciling him in to be a starter in that instance.
Good pick, yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, you don't want to put all your eggs in a rookie basket in that space. But mm-hmm. I did mention you have D'Angelo Ross there, what have you. Tremont Smith is another guy that they brought in. But I still kind of feel like they might need to, you know, look in some other places. And I do think it's interesting that you brought up the idea of draft picks, because that's another option, is the idea mm-hmm. of, like, once you get into camp, maybe seeing where you could pick off in other places as well to add guys, although I imagine you'd probably want to do it sooner rather than later. However, a depth piece feels like something that you could add and be comfortable with in camp, later in camp, mm-hmm. after camp, or what have you. But with all that being the case, is there anybody that's out there right now that would operate like kind of like a Nick Chubb? Because I know that Jair Alexander was the guy that popped up, and mm-hmm. we all kind of did goo goo eyes, but it just feels like that's not what you're looking for here. That's a guy who probably wants to start, even if he's probably only going to have 7 games that he plays, and they're going to be sporadic mm-hmm. and, you know, what have you. And he also like parted with Green Bay because he wanted money.
Yeah.
Which is money that I do not think is available to you. However, there's like the likes of like a James Bradbury who's Kendall Fuller who is out there.
Yeah. Those are the ones that you have to target. And they have to know what their role is going to be here. It's obvious, you know, that it's not going to be on the front line, but perhaps, you know, getting enough reps, to be happy and playing a key role, but they're not going to be frontline players, you know, barring injury.
Right. And so I think with all of those being the case, understanding like the role that you have, right, which is a backup cornerback, a guy who I imagine I want to have a level of experience, a level of, I guess, knowledge that he can give to the room as well. Can I interest you in Stephon Gilmore? 13-year vet, who last played in Minnesota. He's bounced around a lot. It'll be his age 35 season, don't get me wrong, but he still looks like he could play to some degree, but obviously relatively limited, which I don't think that'd be the worst thing for you at this point, considering, you know, again, you don't need, I don't think you want him even having to play a significant amount, but he was decent. He was a little up and down last year, having certain games where, you know, he held guys to passer ratings in the, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 70s, right? But also having some games where the passer rating was like 150 or what have you. So yeah, there is that up and down. However, looking at Spotrac, if you are to believe this, like the market value expected that they have on him is $5 million. I don't know what that'd be. But also, one of your favorite things to mention, that dude played with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he has that particular history that I imagine seems to, endear guys to this organization. And he is very much in that portion of his career where he is, you know, ready and very much, he's already demonstrated an ability to be that guy that gives game to the guys in the room while also still having a certain amount of juice still in the legs. That's one that I'm very, very interested in
when
it comes to adding into the room.
A 35-year-old cornerback. That's kind of
bridge too far for you?
That's a big number up there for a cornerback.
That's a big number for Elmo.
That's a big number for a cornerback, but the magic word, you said it, you know, he played for the Patriots. He could be a secondary version of Trent Brown, you know, and D'Amico seemed to be appreciating the stuff that Trent Brown was doing. Maybe you get something. I'm not saying he's going to be a starter, but maybe you get something out of him. And even if you don't, there's value there.
Somebody from the 832, they said they'd even seen the welcome rather to Stephen Nelson returning, which, I don't know, the way that he be talking out in public, I don't know how well that works per se. Like, do you think D'Amico Ryans could get to the point that
D'Amico and Nick.
Right, I guess that is fair. That's true. Nick also got a level of it. But, like, they've talked about with, I guess, to some degree with Nick Chubb, but more so with the wide receiver that they acquired last year from Baltimore, whose name immediately leaves me as soon.
Deontay Johnson.
Yeah. That's right. Where it's like, hey, whatever you did before is a clean slate. Does that work in the same way with Steven Nelson? Is it a clean state?
Maybe not when what you did before was here.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't what you did before. It was actually in this building.
And then you could probably get a better player than that, to be honest. Somebody a little younger, a little better, because he was on the Chiefs last year.
Yeah.
But he ain't getting no time.
Right. So with somebody like Eli Apple interest you as well? Because, like,
he's one that I thought is still like in his third year. Yeah, and he's not.
He's going to his age 30 season.
He's been around for a minute.
I know. He still seems like a young player to me. Eli Apple sounds interesting to me.
Yeah, that's
for
one
that,
that is,
role.
Because the thing about Eli
you
Apple
talk a lot of trash, man.
That's all right.
He has talked a lot of trash, and he's, you know, not, he has not had the same heights, I will say, as
but
someone like.
That's tailor-made for that role. Maybe find something, you know, use him in a pinch if you have to. Got some experience. And you know, wasn't he a first round pick?
I feel like we're far enough away from that where I'm going to use that as a.
No, I'm not using it. I'm saying, but the talent level clearly is there. You know,
it was there.
Yeah.
I mean, and really, when you look at the free agent list, I mean, I know Stephon Gilmore stretching the bounds right from the 281. No part of a 35-year-old corner. Yeah. Ryan's defense isn't the Patriot defense. I understand that. Just kind of speaking of the way that it feels like there's some level of association at times with those organizations. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, young guys that are still out. Somebody said, where's Lonnie Johnson?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of guys that you just go, like, they're super young, especially even at a price that I think would be worthwhile for you. So is it possible that you're in a place, especially if you don't necessarily love some of the guys that are out there, especially at the prices that, I mean, because Russell Douglas, Mike Hilton are guys that are out there. I just don't know that you want to spend the money that it feels like you would need in order to bring them in. And then, I mean, once I get... Is a CJ Henderson, you've already been through down that road again or what have you. So, like, does it feel like you're very much in a place where you're just going to go with the guys that you have, trust that D'Angelo Ross can step in if you need to, and see what Tremont Smith and the rookie, Jalen Reed, are able to, or Jalen Smith, rather, Reed is the plays a little bit more inside. If those guys are able to give you what you want when it comes to depth and just kind of roll in a similar way that you did last year?
I'm going to say no, and I'm going to say no because they're telling us that they are actively working out cornerbacks.
But again, they're not the cornerbacks of the same caliber. Like,
no, they're not.
They're not in the same way that we're looking at a cornerback three necessarily. It's like, hey, let's get a cornerback, I don't know, 4 or 5 that you slide in there that can kind of push things up.
No, but they're not. What they are telling us is they're looking for a cornerback. It's not necessarily the names involved, you know, and the level of play. It's like they're looking. they're looking for another cornerback. They feel like they need one. They hell, D'Amico said they needed another one.
No, for sure. Yeah, and yeah, I'm not saying that you would not add one, but when I say that, it's like more for that cornerback three role. For that for that depth role that like it feels like you would be impactful in the game.
Pick up the phone, Nick.
Rotation if there's injury. Yeah. It feels like that's at least right now the way that they're handling it, that they're not necessarily looking for that, at least from the public side of it, with working guys out. Even though I very much would like that, like I still do not love the idea of last year you having to throw out Jeff Okudah and that not working and then having to try and rush a fumble to find that guy. And ultimately, to be fair, it did not make the largest difference, but I would love if this defense is absolutely, entirely
buttoned up.
Entirely buttoned up, whereas foolproof and an offense really does not have much that they can attack. I know people will talk about trying to get to the linebackers, but getting to that space, and maybe it's just as simple as you wait till cut down time and you see where you can be opportunistic.
That's
in
another
that
option,
way, and see if that helps. But it feels like that. It feels more and more like that's probably the way that you go because I'm looking at it. And I'm like, the guys that I would like to add, as unless it's like a Stephon Gilmore, which again, rightfully people have their level of skepticism there. I it feels like that might be the way that they have to play this, and it might be again another instance of trying to trust a young guy possibly in maybe a Jalen Smith to hold down some portion of that, or Tremont Smith obviously to have some level of role as he's coming in as a free agent. There you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Still intrigued to see what this looks like, what this team continues to look like, and we got a little bit of time, right? We're in that space waiting till training camp after mini camp has come through. But coming up next, it's typically the time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's Mixtape. Fig, what you got for us?
Yeah, bro? So I got a review for you guys on the documentary I watched yesterday in honor of a legend I talked about yesterday. And plus, I think Chris Rock needs to talk to this stupid criminal.
Oh, okay. All right. Always love talking about some stupid criminals. Let's do that and more next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So wait a minute, I gotta play this, man, because we was talking about Sly and the Family Stone yesterday. Rest in peace to Sly Stone. And I gotta play the music, man, when I talk about this, man. I might make this on. Maybe I'll start doing the mixtape under this, man.
This is great.
Yeah. So yesterday I watched the Sly Stone documentary, which is called Sly Lives, and that was on Hulu. And it just it's
that's
fun.
One that's produced by Questlove, right?
Yes, I think so. It just dropped in February.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, Andre 3000 was in there.
A lot of people, D'Angelo.
Yeah, some folks in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in there. And somebody that was in there that was actually part of the group is a guy, you can actually hear him on the bass. He playing the bass on this.
Yeah.
Larry Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching. I'm like, damn, that looked like Drake Daddy. And I looked up. I do what I do. I went to my trusted source, which is Wikipedia.
That's right. That's right. The most trusted source in all sources. Ain't that right, Lopez?
You're darn right.
Yeah. So I looked up Larry Graham. And what do you know? His brother is Dennis Graham,
correct,
which is Drake's dad.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm like, damn, okay. I'm like, I thought that was... I ain't gonna say I got more respect for Drake, but
wow,
I do. No,
I'm not saying that.
No, I do feel like, you know, he do have that musical gene or that entertainment gene in him, because you know his pops was also a musician, and his uncle. It kind of got me thinking. I'm like, I wonder if he ever met Larry Graham.
Oh,
I wonder if he met his uncle before.
I feel like probably. Yeah.
But he just established a relationship with his dad currently, kind of, though, because his dad was a Rolling Stone a little bit, not part of the group, but he was out in these streets. So I wonder if he like met his uncles and
somewhere
people
down
on
the
side,
you would think, right?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But but the documentary was pretty good, man. I didn't realize how big Sly and the Family Stone was. I know that's crazy to say, but I didn't realize how much of a crossover act he was.
Yeah.
Because to me, I think of him as just funk. And my dad, that was one of my dad's favorite groups.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize he had them white people on lock, man. He
had everybody.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, man, to the point, they didn't even know what genre he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know if it was rock and roll, it was funk.
Right.
They didn't know what it was.
Right.
But it's a good documentary. I'll say check it out, man.
What's it called?
It's called Sly Lives.
Sly Lives. That, yeah, that'll be easy.
I think it's
currently,
if you are streaming, I think it's currently on Hulu.
Okay. Yeah, it's on Hulu.
So, yeah, I've been meaning to actually run that, and I just haven't had an opportunity. There's a fantastic reason to now, obviously, with the passing of Sly Stone, just like Figgy did.
Yeah, so, check it out when you get the chance. Submit Safe in the Loop Sports Radio 610. We gotta talk about these stupid ass criminals, man.
They tend to be stupid.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the ones that went in the Astrodome or?
Nah. This one.
Hey, whatever happened to our New Orleans peeps, man? Or is it's all?
I did see a slight update. I heard they arrested the guy, Derrick Groves. No, they didn't arrest him. They arrested his girlfriend.
Massey was the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't think anybody been caught yet, but they did arrest the girlfriend. Derrick Groves.
Okay.
How long are we working at this point?
This has been a minute.
It's been a long time, man. It's been way too long for my comfort, man.
Yeah.
So they did arrest her, which I feel like they just trying to shake her up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, where are they at?
Yeah.
So we're 5 days away from it being a whole month.
Wow.
We're 5 days short of a month from the actual jailbreak. And we still got...
That's actually impressive.
Two of these cats are still out here floating.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm a jailbreak expert by any means, but I wouldn't have assumed there's a couple still out there a month later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's crazy. I keep y'all updated if I hear anything. But this stupid criminal is a different stupid criminal. So apparently a 21-year-old guy in Florida got arrested for misusing 911.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know what he did?
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
So he called 911 after he claimed that the strip club ripped him off because there were no sets in the champagne room.
That's like, if you have never been in a booty club, you know that that's a rule.
Yeah, and the reason I want to point his age out, because he's 21 years old, and Chris Rock actually had a PSA, aka a song, about sets in the champagne room, and clearly he wasn't around during that time. But I think he just got to understand what Chris Rock was saying right here,
ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 1999. I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm, but you tracks. Don't want champagne. You want sex. And there's no sex in the champagne room. No
oh,
matter
wow.
what you think of what I
Have
said,
you heard this song before?
This
was a song back in 99, I want to say.
No sex in the champagne room.
This is Chris Rock's song.
Oh, my God.
Wait for the hook. There we go.
There you go. Just to make sure that the lesson lands home for
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly. The message is received.
Yeah. So he thought, okay, so first and foremost, obviously, like, he did not understand the lesson that he should have learned a long time ago. But why did he think calling 911 was the way to handle that?
Because he was wasted, probably.
Yeah, so he called 911 and he said a staff member, he gave a staff member $300. And they took him to the back private room, which was the champagne room package.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything with him.
Oh, so he thought he was hurt. He thought that he got scammed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's probably he's young.
No, I know. But my thing about it is I feel like there's different types of people. When you feel like you got scammed, I don't know that that's the way that I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I do want to
shoot him some bail, no pun intended, because he is from Saudi Arabia. So they don't really, I don't think they have strip clubs and stuff like that there, unless it's some underworld type stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's some underworld type stuff where he did pay money to have sex in the champagne room. And in America, that's not how it works.
Hey, or maybe he came to America thinking, hey, we about to make this crack.
Just, right.
There's places you could have gone for that. Do better research. Hey, go to Nevada, right? You can go to one of them brothels and get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
However, the place, you said this is in Florida?
Yeah, this is in Florida.
Of all the places, bro.
Yeah.
Because,
go to where, Kraft had his massage.
All right.
That was in Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now, you did say Florida and you didn't say Miami, because I feel like people typically when people say we want to talk about Miami, they'll say Miami and not Florida.
You could probably get some sets in the champagne room in Miami.
I don't know one way or the other. But one thing I definitely know is I don't know how much you actually want to have that in just generic Florida as opposed to Miami or the Southern Florida in general. Like, were you in Opelousas? Like, where were you, right? Like, were you in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
Were you in Orlando? Were you in Tampa?
And I feel like being in the strip club, $300, that might be a little too light if you want to take it a step further.
Yeah, I would have to guess so. Yeah,
I think you probably got to get a little high. You got to pay a little more money, and then maybe you take a trip home or something. I don't know.
You say he's from Saudi Arabia. Was he like? Is he like here? Is he stationed here? Is he going to school out here? Or did he fly off of this?
I'm not sure.
I'm wondering if it's like he's loaded. He's got a lot of money.
And if he's loaded, $300 is what you thought was going to get
done?
They
probably said, "Hey, $300 for the champagne room," so he paid him.
And then you were so upset that you called the police. Like, it's not adding up. My thing about it is, if you got it like that and the 300 goes and you're like, damn, all right, I messed up.
Yeah.
Let's take another 300 and go make a shake somewhere else. Like, that feels like the mindset and mentality.
Yeah.
Somebody who's trying to make something happen.
He probably just young, just didn't know what was going on, and he expected this and they didn't do it. But, so salute to him, man. Hopefully he understand there's no sex in the champagne.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I feel
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Like, it's coming up on 10 years since I've been living here.
Is it really?
Yeah, so in 2026, it would be 10 years around this time when I first moved to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like it just happened. It felt like I haven't been here that long.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to go through the things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Okay.
And I want to see if y'all feel a little old or be like, damn, that was that long? That long
I haven't even looked at them that much. And
you already feel old?
I can tell you right now, we're all going to feel old.
Yeah.
10 years goes by like nothing.
So I told you I was watching basketball from 10 years ago. Yeah. And it's an entirely different game.
So you said you was watching basketball 10 years ago? So you must have been watching LeBron James and the Cavs in the finals against Golden State Warriors the first time. So this was the first championship game between these two. And then they later on to go four more times. I think people kind of got a little sick of it.
That was eventually the start of the dynasty.
Mm-hmm. And also, American Pharoah won the Triple Crown.
That's right.
Yeah.
10 years ago this
week. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was the first time since 1978.
Yeah.
That Horace won the Triple Crown.
Affirmed?
Who?
Affirmed was in 1978?
What, buddy?
I don't know why you're looking at me like
there's not a lot of things from 1978 that I absolutely know. The horse that won the Triple Crown in 1978, I'll do the Googles for you if you don't mind. I'll do that for you. That's what I can promise you.
Yeah.
10 years ago this week, Brad and Angelina Jolie were still together.
Oh, wow. Well, of course, that could have been 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 8 years ago.
Well, it was 10 years ago, but they did file for divorce a year later. And it wasn't finalized. I didn't know this part. It's a 2024.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that was a long ass fight right there.
Mm-hmm. It was affirmed. So your memory serves you well again. My memory does not, as apparently I said Tuscaloosa when I thought I was saying Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah.
Tuscaloosa's in Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right, we got it.
Yeah. So
did you just not want to embarrass me?
10 years ago this week, Kim Kardashian rented out the Staples Center, not the Crypto.com Center. The Staples Center for Kanye's 38th birthday.
A lot of things happening there.
And, you want to know who he's playing basketball with?
Yes.
He's playing basketball with Justin Bieber.
Of course.
Rapper Tyga and Russell Westbrook and some more people.
Russell Westbrook?
Were they paid to be here? Like,
Russell Westbrook?
I was looking at this list. I'm like, damn, everybody he's playing basketball with little wash right now, man.
In various different ways, yes.
Yeah, I remember this. Now, this one does seem like it just happened a few years ago. Not 10 years ago.
Yeah, I did not remember it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, they done already dissolved that marriage, and Kanye is an entirely different person. Well, not entirely, but it's a largely different person, at least in our public imaginations. Mm-hmm. What a time.
Yeah, also 10 years ago, this is my favorite right here because I did not know this, but apparently the world found out that the kids from the Brady Bunch were all hooking up behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. We always suspected it.
So the lady who played Cindy said it was a lot of makeout sessions. So Cindy and Bobby was making out.
Yeah.
Jan and Peter was making
they're
out.
They're not actually related, Lopez.
I know they're not
actually
related.
And the thing that you also got to remember is they at work all the time. Like, what is...
My head is telling me, well, they were not actually brother and sister. But yeah.
Hey man, what is the most easy signal as to whether thing people would get together? Mm-hmm. Proximity.
Yes.
Proximity is factor number one. And they at work all the time, and they the only kids at work are the only ones of the same age.
I would love to see how often this happens. I'm sure it happens a lot.
Buddy,
yeah.
You can ruin a lot of your favorite children's shows, or you know, I guess teenage or what have you. Finding out what they was doing, like, well, Ned's declassified school survival guide. Yes,
Did you see in the story? I want to say when I remember reading this, or it being, you know, making the rounds, Greg, the oldest son, actually was hooking up with the mom,
Marcia
Florence Henderson.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here it said Marcia and Greg.
Well, Marcia. Yeah. Marcia and Greg.
Marcia.
Yeah, but there was a story, and I know our texters will back me up on this if it's true. Greg and the mom in the show. Florence Henderson.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm really curious to see how many times this happened throughout shows and stuff, because it was a rumor. I don't even know if this was true, but it's a show called My Wife and Kids with Damon Wayans. And it was rumors that he was hooking up with the girl on the show who played his daughter, Claire.
I'm very uncomfortable with all of this.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomfortable.
So just imagine the Danny Tanner hooking up with.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Mm-mm.
Especially because Bob Saget, like, also you take the Danny Tanner, like, he also was not that guy at all.
Yeah.
Like, his comedy was very blue.
Yeah. So, just imagine him hooking up with DJ.
All right.
My favorite part of this whole conversation.
I don't like any of this.
My favorite part of this whole conversation is Figgy going full on Jaqueline.
Marcia.
Yeah. I got to be honest.
Ken peeled that one.
You know what that is? That's that moon water getting you.
The moon water.
Moon water's getting to you. You can't read right no more.
What it is, that's a BPS?
Yeah.
Because I did not watch the Brady Bunch at all.
Everybody watched the Brady Bunch, but that was full-on Key and Peele, substitute teacher.
Yeah, I got to be honest. My parents did not watch Brady Bunch, so I didn't watch Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I didn't watch Brady Bunch either. But I mean,
everybody's familiar.
I'm familiar with
the premise of it, but not like the characters and stuff like that. Man.
All right, so they were hooking up.
That is the ultimate takeaway. There's a lot of hookup conversation here in this particular edition of Figgy's Mixtape. But regardless, you get it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said George Jefferson hooked up with Weezy. All right. Is this what we're doing now? Just television characters that were together? All right. And shout out to our guy Andy pointing out that Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson did indeed pass at the age of 82.
That's a tough one there.
So we're getting Beach Boys tomorrow. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, we might.
That's another reason to tune in to Figgy's Mixtape at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something worthwhile that you want to throw in the mixtape, see if he puts it in and shouts you out. But coming up next, we get typically the time where we cross-talk with the fellas of the drive. We'll do that. But also, J.J. Watt actually spoke. Do you agree with him on this particular assertion about Derek Stingley? We'll talk about that more next. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. Someone said, how does it compare to nanobubbles? Does it prevent concussions too? I'm guessing that's about the moon water.
Moon water, man.
No.
You look a little more, you know, centered.
What does that mean? See, that's how she gets you. She makes you think it works by using nonsense. You look centered. You thought I was leaning left earlier?
I said more centered.
Leaning right?
I said more centered.
How do you, wait, no. Okay, so you're using the modifier more. How do you become more centered than centered? How does that work?
Centered as in your peace within.
You hear this, right, Figgy?
Yeah.
You hear this nonsense.
Yeah.
I just want to make
you
sure
you sound
I'm not
like
alone
a con man.
That is exactly, yes.
Yes, you sound like a
it
con man.
It ain't me.
Quite literally, snake oil salesman.
I just work there.
You said, I just work here?
I just work here.
He said, look, I'm just trying to keep my home happy.
You never expressed your opinion on the crystals that were held out. She puts the crystals out on a full moon every time as well.
I don't think you want me to express my opinions on the crystals. Again. More power to her if they work for her on a...
They work for you. The moon water does.
Buddy, I don't think so.
That's you're going to go home and say, dang, it's working.
I don't think so. Again,
I go home every day like...
Yeah, that's an entirely different reason.
Every single day I walk in.
Entirely different reason why that is.
Somebody said crystal light.
Someone said, who is Brian Wilson? We were mentioning that he passed. That is the founder of the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. That was what it was. So shout out to all the Beach Boys lovers out there on this and this time. Yeah, man, it feels like people pass in threes, that rule of threes, right? So wild to see that. No real segue here, and I definitely don't want to talk about people passing because I would hate for that to be the case. But J.J. Watt was out at practice today, and he actually talked to the media as well. I think that we'll probably circle around to some more of these things that he talked about because obviously, as J.J. often is whenever he talks, insightful, fun, all of those things. But one of the things he talked about was you all pro Sting. Mm-hmm. And I think that he made an assertion in here that I found to be interesting, and I kind of want to see, do you agree with him? Because I feel like it's one specific player that J.J.'s played with. It would be interesting to see how he feels about it, but I'm interested. This is J.J. Watt talking about Sting.
Yeah, I would say that's fair. I mean, we've had some great ones here. Obviously, I play with J. Joe Kareem, some of these great, great players. But Sting is a phenomenal player, and he's so businesslike in what he does. He just goes down there, locks people up, and goes back to work the next play. Like, he's not the loudest, he's not the most rambunctious, but he just does his job extremely well. And obviously he got taken care of because of it. I think one of the best things this organization has done is taken care of their players appropriately. You look at Nico's deal now, it's one of the best deals in football. But at the time it was signed, Nico was happy, the team was happy, everybody's happy, and there's none of that animosity of when are we gonna get this deal done? Why isn't this deal getting done? Now Nico goes out there and plays unbelievable football because he's proud, the team put their faith in him, and he can in turn pay it. Same with Sting. I mean, look at Daniil getting taken care of. Like, I'm sure Will and CJ coming up. If you take care of your guys the right way early on, they'll repay you in spades.
All right, so I got to apologize. I'm actually going to blame the Moonwater for this. did not set that one up properly. He was asked if he views Derek Stingley as the best defensive back in Texans history.
Yeah.
And he jumped up very quickly and was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he mentioned, he backed it up with some, names, like really, really good players, Pro Bowl player. Both Pro Bowl players, I believe, and backed it up. He, first of all, he's always so good on things like this. But the other point that he made about the money, and these guys just getting to work, that's their MO, and that's what has to make you feel good as a Texans fan, because they're going to do the same thing, and they're going to make Will Anderson happy, and they're going to make CJ Stroud happy.
So, I mean,
you would suspect.
I do want to talk even more about that, but I mean, you are 3 years into the Derek Stingley experience. You're good with just best Texans defensive back of all time at this point.
I think I am. I love J. Joe. So I'm hesitating. I think maybe one more year, now that I think about it a little deeper. I think maybe one more year of this Pro Bowl type, all pro type football, and it would be a lock. But I think he's in the conversation right now with J. Joe.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn.
He's definitely in the conversation. I was just intrigued that he immediately went to, absolutely in that place, does his job, mm-hmm. all pro. And he's not wrong about all of those things when it comes to Derek Stingley. I was just like, oh, wow, he was ready to just immediately go there with Derek Stingley. Again, a testament to Sting's capabilities, but then also what this defense mm-hmm. has done all the way around. But I do love that he immediately made sure to point out and really salute Nick Caserio for the ways that the MO that they've developed. Like, it does seem like it matters a decent amount to the way that this team goes about things and, the draw. Like, you've got a couple of magnets now that draw players to this organization that you could probably point to, part of the reason why you end up with Nick Chubb right now. And, of course, it's not the same level as maybe bringing in, a crazy mm-hmm. big free agent. However, those are the things that matter, right? And one of that is the MO that they've developed when it comes to paying players mm-hmm. adequately, early, and maybe even above what some people would say fair, above what you would say maybe the market dictates or what have you, mm-hmm. but making sure the guys are compensated accurately. But then also, we were talking about when Nick Chubb mentioning it, him talking earlier today, it's clear that D'Amico Ryans is also a draw. But those two things, mm-hmm. one that JJ mentioned, one that Nick Chubb mentioned, makes it very clear that this is a team that I think will continue to be able to draw attention of players that want to play here.
Just time after time, D'Amico is mentioned as, even if it was a trade, once they're here, they're just happy. They're just happy that D'Amico's the head coach. He is clearly a magnet. And let's not forget here now, Nick Caserio getting these deals done, as JJ talked about, and getting them done early enough that they become values very quickly, that's ownership. That's ownership.
A willingness signing. To sign those checks.
Signing up for it too, or trusting Nick enough. Because we all know, Cincinnati, other places, it doesn't matter who the general manager is. If the ownership doesn't trust you and doesn't buy in, it ain't going to happen.
No,
so,
I think that's
so you got to give some credit to, hey, you know, Cal and Hannah, they're in on this philosophy as well.
Sure, because, I mean, yeah. again, one of the things we talked about in the NFL, when you guarantee money, you got to put it in escrow ahead of time. But I think I do want to give ownership credit, but I also don't want to take any ownership, any credit, rather, from Nick Caserio in
when well, they trust him.
And yeah. that is fair. Yes, they do trust him. But I think when you put that in, you know, that guarantee, they're also not guaranteeing, like, 7 years or what have you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's enough, not that necessarily there's very many people who are doing anything like that anyways. But, you know, it's usually these relatively short-term deals that, again, are part of the things that also appeal to the players is an opportunity to return to the table sooner rather than later to then, again, get another bite at the apple, so to say. But, yeah, man, this is one of the reasons why JJ is a very good analyst is, you know, taking one thing, you know, giving a good answer to the question when it comes to Derek Stingley, but immediately highlighting another great thing that's happening with Stingley, which is the way that the Texans are going about their contract. So there's definitely more. JJ talked for a little bit. I'm sure that you'll probably hear some of that with the, or maybe you won't, I don't know, with the fellas of the drive, but I know that you'll hear it again on these airwaves.
I did hear this from Danielle Hunter. He said he put on 5 pounds of muscle.
Where? In his toes?
Forehead?
Yeah, I was like, where is there more muscle? But yeah, he said he put on more muscle. He said he added more strength as well.
5 pounds. Where was their place to put 5 more pounds? Like I said, maybe his scalp?
I don't know, man. I don't know where he added muscle, but there's more of it in there supposedly. So, but more.
And you're getting called out on the text board as well.
I'm getting called out.
You're getting called out.
What, for my response to the way that you have tried to purport this, this moonwater situation?
Let me just read it. The fact that you respond to somebody telling you to find your center by making it sound rude or calling him a con man is what's wrong with society.
Okay. I would like to address that because I understand what you're saying. I know that there's people that have alternative views, and alternative views even feels kind of...
What is this about?
All right. So let me... Moonwater. For those of you that don't know, John Lopez apparently has called his lovely wife a little bit of a hippie of sorts.
She's a hippie.
Sorts. So what happened last night with a strawberry moon that was out there?
Strawberry moon, the closest the moon has been to Earth in 19 years.
There you go. Very good. As we welcome in the fellas of the drive, courtesy of D&M Auto Leasing. So he put she put a mason jar full of water.
I just work here.
That's fair. Mason jar full of water outside in the strawberry moon that's supposed to have some level of healing properties, find your center.
It's a stress reliever. Okay. She puts a couple of bottles, mason jars of water out every time there's a full moon, along with her crystals.
Yes. Oh, I forgot the crystals. That's an important part.
The water is supposed to be good for your skin, and it helps you with stress management.
So Lopez done asked myself.
She pours me a glass every time.
To drink a little bit of moon water, and he's like, you know, it's going to help you find your center. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm not buying it.
I brought some moon water today. I gave some to Figgy and
I took them in moon water. The water was clean and clear, crisp and everything, but I'm like, I don't know that this is making a bigger deal. I don't know that.
Did it have a little strawberry flavor to it?
It did. I was hoping it would. Me and you are the same.
She should have went in there and said, look, just a tad.
Just a little bit.
A tad drop.
See, I'd have been in a little bit more. See what happens.
But not just the strawberry. She puts it out anytime there's a full moon.
Right.
To get that energy, that moon energy.
So my thing about it is, I'm not, again, the idea of finding your center, I'm actually good with that. I just don't think that happens through the moon, into the water, through my digestive system.
And you're what's
system.
Wrong with society.
Okay. Well, you know what? If that's the case, I'll be that.
That's what she did.
I feel like finding my center requires a level of work.
Oh, hell no. I make fun of her. Such. Like I said, I just work here.
Why don't you make fun of her?
Okay, it's fun.
Where's she from?
She's like, where's she from?
San Antonio. She's just a hippie.
She got one of them old hill country hippies, ain't she?
She's a hill country hippie.
I tell you what.
She loves the hill country.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.